I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1929. That bleak day is now known as Black Tuesday, the day of the stock market crash that marked the start of the Great Depression. During the optimistic roaring 20s, investments in the stock market soared. Between 1924 and 1929, the Dow Jones Industrial Average quadrupled. By 1929, two of every $5 borrowed in bank loans were spent on stock investments. As stock investors overextended themselves, they failed to read troubling economic signs. Farm communities were sliding into an economic depression. Consumer credit was reaching unsustainable levels. The first signs, or trouble, began on Black Thursday, October 24th, when the market lost 11% of its value. Then on Monday, it slid another 13%. By Tuesday, the market opened in a melee. In the first 30 minutes, 13 million shares were sold. At the time, stock transactions were recorded on ticker tape. According to Time magazine, by the end of the panic-filled day, 15,000 miles of ticker tape had been printed. The final totals were devastating. The market had dropped another 12%. Stocks continued to fall over the next few weeks. In all, $25 billion was lost. That equals more than $300 billion in today's money. The events of 1929 signaled the beginning of a global economic depression. The depression was devastating for working people. Before the depression, there were 25,000 banks in the United States. By 1933, 11,000 of them had failed. Families saw their entire life savings wiped away overnight. Unemployment soared to 25%. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt implemented his New Deal policies to put people back to work. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.